Hey, welcome back to the Life Coach Launchpad. My name's BJ, and I'm here every week talking to you about all the online business things that, as it turns out, need to happen in order to have a successful life coaching business. I'm a business coach. I love to help life coaches make more money, get more clients, have more fun, and to do what they love to do, what they're meant to do, and that's coaching. So, let's dive right in. Good afternoon, everybody. This week, I am out of town. We're in Cabo in Mexico. We're on a family vacation. My cousin's actually getting married there, so that will be what we are doing, and I'm talking about it as if it's in the future because I'm recording this ahead of time. So you're hearing the pre-recorded version. Another thing that you're hearing is the sound of a well-oiled business. You like my transition there? I'm working on following through on what I know needs to be done for myself. Usually, when something comes up in life, as it always does, kids get sick, family vacation, eclipse, I'll drop something. It just will happen and just say, oh, that's okay. It's not that important. I don't need to do those social posts or that extra email. I'll just start again when things are back to normal. Well, I don't know about you, but it feels like there is always something going on. Something disrupting my everyday routine. So you're hearing this podcast, even though I'm on family vacation. You'll see my email come to your inbox if you're on my email list. You'll see my social posts because things are always going to come up and my business is always going to keep going, no matter what. I'm just as guilty of something everyone listening to this podcast is. I'm really good at following through for someone else. If I tell someone I'm going to do something, I do it. But when it comes to my business, well, I just have this tendency to think that, oh, I'll get to it if I get everything else done. Well, I'm putting an end to that thought process. It's the old you have to put on your own oxygen mask before you help with anyone else's. It's interesting that I actually heard the same message when I was re-listening to Rich Dad, Poor Dad. There's a lot of good coaching in there, actually. It's just about money instead of losing weight, healing relationships, general life coaching. I mean, I'm sure there are financial and money-based life coaches out there probably listening to this episode right now, and there's so much good coaching in this book. But the author says that you have to pay yourself first, before the bills, before taxes. You have to pay yourself first and then pay your other obligations. Because if you pay everyone else first and you just take whatever's left, how much do you think is going to be left? Yeah, not much. If anything, when you pay yourself first, then pay your other obligations, and you come up short, you are darn sure going to figure out how to get that money. Anyway, this is just one example that I am showing up for myself and for my business. And the reason why I'm mentioning this is because it's a good reminder for you too, to be aware of showing up for yourself and your business. But today's episode is actually about doing B-minus work. It is the way to get the most amount of work done in the shortest amount of time. I've done a full episode of this before, and it's part of the free training that I have on my website. And it is a practice that I practice every day. And I say practice because I am always getting better. This is probably the biggest thing that I'm going to be working on all year, if not longer than that. The idea is that if you take a long time perfecting a piece of work, think like a social media post, email, podcast, YouTube video, etc., the gains that you make versus getting it done quickly, but may not be as good, are not worth the extra time that you took to make it quote-unquote great. For example, picture yourself 1 month from now. If you wrote 4 weekly emails, okay, say on one hand you wrote each one relatively quickly, and on the other hand you took as much time as you thought you needed to write 4 great emails. Say it takes you twice as long to write the 4 great ones. You will be better off writing 4 pretty good emails and dedicating any extra time towards something else productive versus taking twice as long and writing four great emails. You will still get your point across and attract your ideal clients with the pretty good emails. And the time you spent doing something else productive totally outweighs the copywriting gains in the great email example. And that's just a day-to-day, realistic example. I'm sure you can come up with other things that you're thinking of right now. Maybe you've also come across creating something more substantial, like a lead magnet. So here's my personal example. Back in 2020, I already had about a year of experience operating the back end of a multi-six-figure coaching business for a client of mine. But I was creating what would be my first lead magnet. I spent 7 days at 4 hours each day. That's 7 business days, like working days. That's 28 hours on this one-page roadmap of an online business, like what goes into an online business. I was in the middle of setting up my website, writing my first social post, trying to get people onto my email list. And what would have really helped me was just understanding all the pieces of the puzzle. Website hosting, web page builder, email marketing software, calendar scheduling tool, landing pages, automation tech, and so on. So I created this roadmap that showed what you needed to have to start your coaching business and which ones would be right for you. What happened was that I put off launching it for so long and I let my priorities drift that I ended up never actually releasing it. It's 28 hours of time lost. Now, I don't look at it as time lost. I mean, that 28 hours went to bettering my skills. I learned multiple things from it. But in terms of what was most important at that time, yeah, it was 28 hours off in a different direction. If I had just launched it when it was pretty good, not perfect, it would have gotten some downloads. It is exactly what many beginning life coaches need. And if I would have just seen some positive feedback, I probably would have just kept it. And just, I would have kept moving forward and it would have snowballed. Like I said, I'm not advocating for looking back and regretting any decisions that you make. In fact, quite the opposite. B minus work is all about making a quick decision and moving forward. Always moving forward. And if you do, you will learn to move your whole business forward, which will result in more clients coming your way. For reference, my most recent lead magnet took me about 2 hours to make versus the 28 hours on the first one. And that includes writing and building the opt-in landing page. A lot of the content was existing, but again, that was intentional. I wanted to create something that was a slightly better fit than my previous lead magnet for my goals and get it created as fast as possible. If I get feedback and if I want to make changes, no problem. I have no problem making changes to it. I will make them quickly and I will release it again to get feedback and keep going through that cycle. Here's another example. I was writing a Facebook ad for a client. I planned on writing 3 versions of text. One I wrote very quickly using much of her basic messaging. It was pretty short, it was like one sentence. A second version was medium length and a third was longer, pretty standard. The medium and longer ones took me probably 5 times as long to write as the single sentence that I was able to basically just blurt out because I know her messaging so well. Long story short, the quickly written short version performed best when I set it up in the experiment. And that's another potential outcome of doing B minus work. Sometimes the quickly created content even performs what you think is the better work. The better work is not always the better work. Here's another example that I came across. I was on a run the other day. It was actually the day after the eclipse. We went down to my wife's parents' house an hour and 20 minutes south of us to get into the Path of Totality. It took us 3.5 hours to get there. And when we were there, we were thinking about coming back. We really did not want to do that again because we knew that everyone was going to be migrating back north to St. Louis, which is like the nearest major town. So we waited as late as we reasonably could, watching the traffic And we ended up coming back in zero traffic, but we got back at 10:30, which is basically the middle of the night for us. Young kids, we wake up early. Anyway, I was tired on my run. All of that to say, I was tired on my run. Really not feeling it, but I glanced down at my watch from time to time to check my pace. To my surprise, I was actually beating my normal but slower pace time by 30 seconds per mile. Normally, if I'm on a run and just not feeling it, feeling tired, I'll run a mile time of about 10 minutes. It's not fast, and maybe even 10 and a half minutes. But on this run recently that I'm talking about, my mile pace was at 9.5 minutes. The B-minus run was beating my previous B-minus run. I wasn't pushing it. I wasn't trying my hardest. I was just showing up. And because I had just shown up repeatedly, consistently, my B-minus mile pace was improving, and I could see it in my pace. I didn't feel it. I wasn't feeling it. It felt like a hard run, like I didn't want to be there. So it was hard to tell by how I was feeling, but my B-minus performance was clearly and markedly improving. There's just so many examples of how B-minus work will get you farther in the long run than perfecting every little detail and moving slower. These are really just a few. All right, well, I have to get back to being on our beach family vacation now. When I do talk to you next week, I'll be back in the swing of things, probably doing B-minus work as I try to get back into the swing of things. All right, and if you need help making progress, getting coaching clients, let me know. I can help. For those of you who just want someone to create the landing page, set up and manage the Facebook ad, create the strategy, and so on, I've done them all. If you want it done for you, I can do that. If you're looking for someone to coach you how to do it way faster than if you're going through it on your own, trial and error, I can coach you. Let me know. I'll talk to you next week.